call this special meeting of Board of Directors of Town of Discovery Bay recreational workshop. Now, that sounds interesting. To order, I had a thing here, but let's just start with roll call.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Steele.
And then, hey, Bill speaking. Hey, Bill.
Yes.
I didn't see you come in. And then, we're not going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. We're doing that tonight. I don't know what happened to, here it is. Sorry. Put it back in the folder. We will postpone the Pledge of Allegiance considering that we're going to do it in the board meeting tonight. Let's open the meeting up to public comments. Not seeing any public, I will close public comments and then move on to the special workshop item, and I think I will turn it over to staff at this time.
And staff will turn it over to our recreation manager, Matt.
Hopefully I dial the right number, right?
Dark things never work.
Hey, Pat, it's Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Matt?
We're good. Our meeting has been called to order, and we're ready to rock and roll. You ready?
Alrighty.
You ready?
Who are we speaking to?
This is Pat O'Toole with Free Play.
Pat, just so you know, there's four of the five board of directors are here, and we'd love to hear what you have to say.
Great. Well, I think this portion of what we were doing was based on funding sources and opportunities, and throughout my career, it started in 1979, I have kept track of how park and recreation departments are funding themselves all across this country. So the exercise that hopefully you guys have went through and done is a compilation of a lot of years knowing that most of these sources are not going to be compatible with what you want to do, might be illegal in California, those types of things. So we usually go through and sit down with the board as well as the financial folks and staff and try to come to consensus on putting things into what we've determined as four different tiers. One being you're already doing it, or it would be something very easy to add. Two being the best that you'd want to go to that you're not doing. Three being maybe the ones that might be a little tougher to achieve or take some legislature or some change to achieve, but we still want to leave on the list, possibly for even long term. And four being those to take off the list that we're never going to do. So, usually I'd be in front of you and we'd have some discussion. So what I want to do is just kind of go through, let me ask this, and did everybody get a chance to get through it and got your numbers ready and everything?
Yes.
We've reviewed what you gave us, yes.
Okay. So I don't say this every single time. You'll hear me say, so we have a consensus a lot. But if you've got any questions on any type of these, I won't ask over any questions 900 times tonight, or any discussion. Feel free to jump in with any questions or discussion before we move on to the next one. And the whole idea is I'm going to be marking down scores on each one of these as a consensus of your group. Then what I will do is I'll reconstruct the document in a draft formation, send it back to Mac, and then you guys can also go through it if you have a change of heart or want to revamp some of them. And then the other thing is to put them in any type of terminology that makes sense to Discovery Bay. You'll see a lot of generic terminology in here calling out of different states where we know this has worked. So I want to customize it in the end. So after I send the draft back, an opportunity to verbalize it or change text so it really makes sense to your organization. Send it back, and then we'll do the final. And hopefully then you've got a document that says, here's really what we want to work towards to create some additional funding. And what everybody in the country that we work with is looking for is some dedicated funding that they don't have to share with other city departments. You guys are a little bit different from the typical municipality, and I realize that with looking with you guys. So, you know, with that, I'm ready to take off, unless you guys got some overall questions before we start.
Hit it.
Well, I would like to...
Okay, wait, we have one question here.
Yeah, if I could just... as I went through this thing, I was a little befuddled, I guess. You said we're a little different. We are. Funds are very, very hard to come by. We're unincorporated, so we get a very small piece of each of the pies. So it was real easy to put a lot of fours down. So I'm kind of anxious to see what you come up with on where we can, you know, give us ideas on where else we can look. I just wanted to do okay. That at the front end that I think it's going to be a tough one, tough nut to crack.
Well, and you guys are tougher than the average bear, being a municipality or a county system like a lot of these have come from. But it is not unusual for the vast majority of these, 27 pages or 17 or whatever, however many we got, to fall in that category four.
Good.
It's a plus and a positive if, for example, we can come up with even two or three different ways that you can get a smaller piece of whatever pie is available. So knowing that you're unincorporated, a lot of these will fall into that category four. But at the same time, if we can tonight, you know, and as we go through this, be creative to the point of, you know, is there something that even though it might be a small piece, it might help you out. Because even the municipalities and counties we deal with, usually there's two and maybe three ways that they're funding themselves right now. And you know, we all, it's easy for all of us to say donation grants, as long as we got somebody to go out and chase them. They're not going to just land in your lap. They are available out there, and they take resources to go after. But outside of those, most time it's some sort of tax, whether it's property tax, sales tax, or a combination, and user fees, and then there might be one other that people use. But once we get finished doing these with most departments, they find out that they're contributing to economic impact stuff, and there is money coming into the community that they can, justify a slice of that pie. But again, that's municipality we're talking about in most cases. So I'm agreeing with you that most of them are probably going to be fours, but certainly wanted to share the entire list with you that you might see something that I don't see.
Okay.
All right, so, first of all, I want to look at the scrolling through, and rather go back to the one with the explanation and all that if you have questions or what have you. But other than the traditional tax, general operating any funds, you guys do that, correct?
We get the community center and the recreation department, if you will, is in a zone that collects a portion of the property tax, but that zone is primarily for lighting and landscaping, and we do take that money and subsidize some of our programs here at the community center. So in the traditional sense, we get a little bit of that's flexible spending.
But it's not very much.
It's a pittance.
And it's not enough to do what we're doing right now.
Yeah, in essence, it's supposed to go for lighting, landscaping, and what's happened is we're actually kind of stealing from that to underwrite the community center. Lawfully.
Actually, what we're doing, we're using the money because the community center falls within that lighting and landscaping district.
I think he hung up.
Did you hang up?
I'm just.
Oh.
He's thinking.
What percentage or amount typically do you get, roughly?
80% of the budget goes to this.
Of Zone A?
Yeah.
Well, you be more specific in your question.
I'm looking at it, you said we get a small piece of it. Okay. Is it set up on a percentage? Is it set up on just a set fee each year?
Yeah.
And if so, how much does that bring in?
There's a fee, a tax or a fee, a fee that's charged to a certain portion of Discovery Bay in our property taxes, which goes to the zone that the community center is located. In that same zone is a park and some lighting and landscaping areas that also have to come be paid for out of that same money. So those monies, and that's only about 40% of the entire town of Discovery Bay, I would say, 3,500 out of six. No, about 50, less than that. Well, no, about that, I would say, is where those funds come from. Again, that's out of a portion of our tax property assessments, our property tax assessments.
That's part of an assessment district. That's not part of the 1%.
I think what it really wants is how much money it is.
It's about $240,000.
About $240,000.
Dina?
Sorry, it's roughly around $600 so $1,000 for the entire M8 district. Of that, half of it is used for the community center, half of it is used for M8.
Did you catch that?
I earned $600,000, half of which is for the rec center and half is for something else.
For the parks and lighting districts to maintain the landscaping throughout the town.
Okay. All right. Any type of sales tax?
Nope.
Is that a possibility to
nope.
Better vote through this Discovery Bay and ask for a
welcome to California and Proposition 13.
Yeah, we don't. We don't generate any sales tax with the town of Discovery Bay. We have very little industry or retail here, and the county may have controls on that.
All right, so I'm thinking that's a four.
That's a four. That's where I got my X.
All right. How about sin tax? Casino money, tobacco tax.
No.
Now it's being available in Colorado, Oregon, Washington. Now in California, there's going to be an opportunity for marijuana tax.
We don't have a taxing power.
It's not part of. Yeah, we don't have that ability. That's not part of our latent powers.
Okay, and nobody does that can share that with you. So in other words, you're not within a county that could get some of these things and give you a portion based on population or anything.
Sales tax, no. Going forward into some of the other of the latest, like the marijuana tax and that type of thing, we don't have an answer for that at this point. We don't know if this county would be willing to share based on population or not, but at this point the answer is no.
And the county's typical response is not to share.
Okay, and that's what I'm going to rely on you guys for, because I would always look to that as a possibility, but at the same time it could be long range. But if you've got if you know a history that I don't, that's what I'm relying on you guys for.
The history is the county doesn't like to give us any money.
Okay. what we don't want to do is paint a better picture than what we know is there. So we want this to be a kind of a reality check as well. All right, how about development impact fees?
We could get the county to do it.
Well,
we have no land use authority.
Okay, so you're kind of in the same boat there.
Well, kind of, except that we do get money from all the development impact fees for every lot that goes into our town. We get that money. How that's split up is based on history at this point, but.
It's split up based on a formula that was agreed upon and not changeable unless you have a vote of the people.
Okay.
So it's extraordinarily difficult.
Okay. Would it be fair to put it in tier three to say if these folks want more recreation programs or nicer facilities or even to sustain what they have, let's put it to a vote and see if they can even take.
All the lots of Discovery Bay are already entitled, so I don't think there can be a change made to those.
Well, if you get a vote of the people that says, yes, we will take on an additional burden of taxation, you can do it, but you have to have a vote of all the residents.
Right, I think that'll fall under a different place though, but not under impact fees.
Right.
We're already entitled.
If you left out the.
Improvement district.
Says impact fees are probably gone.
Gone.
I had it.
All right, how about the local improvement district?
Hold on one second, what, Bill?
I had put down a three for local impact district, local improvement district.
That would be a three.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. And then again, it's something that you could put a vote to say, you know, and sometimes when you really put your pencil to it, you know, what you're looking for is a half a percent of something or 1%. And if you get that as a dedicated, some sort of a improvement district, taxation for recreation, they know what it's going for. And they voted in and you can be successful. So, we'll put that down as a three. Frontline dedication ordinance.
No, we're not going to have any more land to get. No.
Okay, four?
Four.
All right, daily admission, annual tax sales, and vehicle parking permits.
I'd say that could be a.
We're doing that now.
Two, yeah. I'd put that down as a two.
Everything except vehicle parking.
Yeah, we're not going to try to get that business, but.
It'll all be.
All right. I'm going to cross out vehicle parking. And revenue is basically a fees and charges. It's like a revenue fee. Mm-hmm. So that would be, you know, admission into your, you know, into your community center for fitness. The next one's registration fees, which I know you do, for some classes, correct?
Correct.
So I'm going to put registration fees as a one, and I'm going to put the daily admission and annual pass as a two. Now, sometimes that could be something as, like a special event.
We're already doing the daily admission and annual pass on specific things, such as events that we have here or for swimming and that type of thing. So that would actually be a one.
Okay, I'll put it down there.
And I think registration fees will be a one. If we have classes that are available here, they do pay a registration fee to come in. Am I right, Mac?
Yes.
So that would be a one also. And ticket sales and admissions would be.
Just a pool.
Well, but because we don't get the money from that when we give it to the Lions Club.
It's awesome.
So, you know, that's probably a two. We could, if we had something where we were sponsoring, where we were doing it through our staff, we could charge admission for it.
Well, we do things like movie night, and there may be other events that we could possibly charge an admission fee for.
Yeah, it should be a two, right?
Two. Right.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, alternatives,
right,
four moves out.
First
thing, the credit lines.
No.
You guys bond them?
I got four,
can
I tell the
line? It's four all the way down.
Four all the way down, okay. That's why I didn't know if you guys were even capable of bonding.
Well, we are.
Any appropriation or reserve financing?
Say again?
I'm in the next session, annual appropriation, leasehold financing?
No.
Four.
So four, commercial property endowment money?
Four.
Interlocal agreements?
Four. Big four.
Big four? So you got nobody that in your,
No.
unincorporated area to assist you with stuff?
No.
No, everybody. Okay. It's a want to everybody.
Okay.
They all
want. We're the big fish in the small sea, so no.
Yep, okay. New markets tax credit?
No.
Four, privatization. Anybody that you can come in and have operate your center for you or whatever?
Well, not currently, but I wouldn't put it as a four.
I put it as a three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I have my last two, actually. Hey, let's go back to that commercial property endowment operating foundation. If somebody here decided That they were dead, if they died, they could put money into an endowment. Is that what we're talking about?
No, but then they run it. Read the...
Yeah, I think an endowment's further on down.
Okay, all right.
We do have an endowment in here.
Okay, my bad.
So
moving to the next page.
To pull that up. Okay, these are just partnership opportunities. We've listed a list there. Are there any on that list without me reading them off? I know you don't have YMCA, school district.
Civic, the fifth one down, civic organizations, you could put that into a three because we do we have shared or can share a little bit, and as well as Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
We joint venture. We joint venture some events.
Okay. You guys have a convention and visitors bureau?
That's a big four.
Nope.
All right. Good buddy.
any neighborhood associations within? I know you have zones.
We do have neighborhood associations, but they have their own HOAs and they're not going to contribute, and they have their own clubhouses and that type of thing. So is that what we're talking about, guys? So the answer is
yeah.
No.
What might bring them into a three, in my opinion, is they do have resources for the people that live in their area, their neighborhood. Therefore, they're a service provider that could be looked at as, because they're doing something there, you don't have to do as much somewhere else.
They already have their own swimming pools and their own tennis courts.
Right.
So why did they want to come to us?
Sometimes that partnership is, can we maybe get all the neighborhood associations or as many together that would like to combine with the same tennis program, lesson program for kids, or swim lesson program for kids. So that, again, it's more realizing that it's their facilities, but they might use one of your instructors, and they might have they might pay for those above and beyond an admission to a pool.
The only place I could see that happening is with maybe a youth tennis program. I don't know. Do the Lakes and Lakeshore both have their own pools?
One of them. These are gated communities.
So the first one has a pool.
Yeah. The second one's supposed to have a
pool. Because my experience in a lot of cases, those pools are they're basically there for their use. In other words, come in, swim at your own convenience during the hours we're open. But if they wanted, you know, let's just say they wanted to have a swim team, or they wanted to have some swim lessons for kids. They might not have on their payroll from an HOA an instructor to do that, yet the city might have somebody that says, you know what, here's what it costs to pay them, and all of a sudden now you're giving swim lessons as an overall Discovery Bay community to, you know, three, four times the kids that you can accommodate at your pool.
We have a swim club here at our community center, whether or not, and I'm sure that some of those folks do bring their kids over for it, and we do have a manager, a swim club that manages that and generates revenue, a little bit of revenue for that to pay some of the expenses of operating the pool. So we probably are partnering with them as much as we're going to.
Yeah, these are gated communities, Matt. They're not going to allow us to go in there, and they can come to us and pay the lesson fees or the swim club fees if they want to.
Okay. All right, so I'll put it down to the four.
Yep.
All right. Anybody else on the list? Sports associations,
coaches? I would say that as a community center encompassing our parks and everything, we already have some youth sports associations and adult softball and we have a pool. So those are already kind of like twos to threes, aren't they? The sports associations, I would put those down as probably a three. Those would be Youth and Adult Sports Association.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For neighboring counties and cities. I don't know what you mean by private alternative provider, so I was optimistic and put it for a three, but I don't know what you mean.
Knowing your community, I'm going to say you don't.
Okay.
The first thing you'd have is probably the neighborhood associations. This would be, in a normal municipality, it would be like a private business group that would potentially be in competition with you. YMCA, Boys and Girls Clubs, those types of things.
Yeah, we took care of that a long time ago. Yeah, that's a four. And the, and all the rest are fours, by the way, through that whole section.
All right, we got them. Advertising sales, that possibility.
Are we doing that on your book?
Yes.
We do that.
We do it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a one. Corporate sponsorships.
Do we do a little of that? Yeah. We don't have industry here within our jurisdiction, but we do have some of the real estate people sometimes, or maybe the nonprofits give a little here and there. So I would say that's in a very limited, corporate sponsorship. We're probably covering everything we can with that.
Okay. So is that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
For what it's worth.
Fundraising or crowdfunding. Do you do any type of fundraising?
Yeah, with the Lions Club, we're doing, we've got two concerts we did last year that were very successful. Got two more scheduled.
The trucks.
The food trucks with the chamber, yeah.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that our Lions Club and Chamber of Commerce really support this program here. Without them, we probably would have nothing coming in, other than what we generate ourselves. And so we are the only show in town, which helps a little bit from a facility standpoint. We already get that from the Lions Club and the Chamber of Commerce are both and even Friday Night at the Movies, which I don't know who sponsors. Is that Amanda or is that somebody else?
I think it's more important that he understands how much money that is. Yeah.
There's not much money.
Why don't we tell him how much money that is? Because he's going to have a different thing.
Not much.
Maybe some.
Of all that, the total is
$6,000 a year. Don't spend it all on the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
For everything.
What's your overall operating budget for Parks and Rec?
For Parks and Rec, our operating budget is about $320,000, I believe.
That's true.
And for 2017-18, it was $377,000, our operating budget.
Is that just the community center, or is that everything?
That's just the community center.
Okay. Get that, $377,000 for the community center.
And we capture back in various forms approximately 100, correct?
Yeah, about 110.
About 110 we capture back through fees and some of the things we talk about that's already.
So the thing we've already discussed, we capture back $110,000.
Is that what you mean, though? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good info. Well, one of the things that we'll talk about in this a little further down, as far as fundraising, and again, I don't know if you feel like you're a big enough operation to do this, but to create a nonprofit 501c3 foundation for Parks and Rec that would give residents an opportunity to donate with a tax donation to either just an overall, here's some money because I'm gonna give it to you, or sometimes you can put together, tree programs, memorial bench programs, some different paver, but any type of fundraising or giving mechanism that you basically advertise. Some people put a gift catalog together, runs from $10 to your life savings for naming rights of what you give on our list. But it's an avenue that would be a volunteer board that's kind of what they're there for, is to help raise money through donations in the community for that foundation for the purpose of parks and recreation expenditures. And when we get down to that, I'm bringing it up now because it is part of fundraising.
Okay. Grants.
How about grants? Do you do anything now with grants?
We have a grant writing company that's on the search for us on grants that we could possibly use. We just haven't had an opportunity to have something come up that we could seize on at this particular point.
Okay. So would that be a one?
That's a one.
That you're capable of? Okay.
Yes.
How do you pay that grant company?
When they do the work, so They pop up with the ideas. If we decide to move forward on an idea, then we would pay them for their time.
Okay.
And we've only been doing it.
One option that is available, or at least
6 months.
Particularly if you know somebody in the community that is retired, that used to do this kind of stuff or loves to do the research and everything. But sometimes what we find is the payment for grant writing is a percentage of what people bring in or companies bring in, which gives them a little more incentive than, you know, and particularly for you guys, than to pay somebody that you never get anything. But just, I'm throwing that out as just food for thought. I don't know if that's even an option for you guys.
This company may do that. I don't recall, actually.
Okay, so is it fair to monitor the rest of these grants? Let's look at the next group of grants and tell me where they fit. Do they fit under that one? So they're kind of subcategories for grants. So would this company write these types of grants if they came up with an opportunity that you liked?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll mark all those down as one. You guys ever use the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the national program?
Can you refresh my memory on that? Is that the pickleball court?
That's the pickleball one, yeah.
Yeah. We may use, we've looked at it, we're thinking about converting some of our tennis courts into pickleball courts, and there's a reimbursement grant up to 50% out there, but we haven't done the conversion yet, so there's nothing to reimburse. So that's something in the future we may look at.
Okay, how about if I put that as a two?
Yep.
Not doing it, but you're aware of it, and you know what you want to use it for, you just have it converted. And the thing is, my opinion, who knows now with this presidency how long it's going to be around. It went away once and came back, I want to say before Obama. But it is back intact now, so it's free money. It does come with a few strings, but most of the time people use it for the types of facilities that they know they're converting or fixing up, and then you're usually okay with the strings. How about naming rights?
It's a possibility.
We do that too. We've entertained that for like barbecue areas and things of that nature. It's usually a specific kind of project.
Okay, so on.
So, again, he needs to know a number. He's thinking it's $5,000 naming right, and we got $100.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the last one actually cost us money.
Yeah.
In the general Wheaton Field.
Yeah, we're really talking pennies in this stuff.
We don't have large corporations that want to have their name in here.
Right.
Right, but you know what? You guys are just on a smaller scale, but naming rights are naming rights. You know, what we see a lot of times is for a whole building, but then in the same building, rooms are named after people, walking tracks, basketball courts,
we're down to
a racquetball. So I don't ever discount $100 naming rights of something to this. It's $100 for sale. I'm going to put that down to the one, but I'm not necessarily that magnitude.
Okay.
How about that? Let's talk about the same topic, and then we're looking at some categories of conservatives, the foundation I talked about, this catalog.
I put those down as a three, if possible, but we haven't done anything with it. But we haven't had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Do you currently use any volunteers or any kind of services?
No.
No. So I put it all the way down the road.
And no, and no on the last two.
Last two meaning
irrevocable trust and life estates.
And then fours?
Fours.
Okay.
As well as the next three or fours.
Okay. So the hands are down. Are we not allowed to wrap around anything?
Well,
difficult.
Good answer.
Okay. Somebody in the city, to be honest with you, everybody's in this line. Okay, capital agreement fee. This will be something like, let's just say you wanted to improve your pool or your rec center, and you would ask everybody to walk through the door to give you a quarter for the capital improvement fee so that you could do X or a dollar or whatever the case might be. But something that you're saying, look, our pool, let's just say your pool needs to be painted and it's chipping off and all that. You got a price tag, but you don't have any money for it, or you'd like to recuperate that money.
Have you been here?
So that whole, do what?
Have you been here?
We have that problem.
We have that problem right now. I would put that as a three, possibly considered.
Okay. Well, the reason it's out here is people are sometimes very successful saying, if we either got to raise the money, folks, or it's not going to open next year, or it's not going to, you know, we're not going to be able to add the field to the softball complex that you really want and we need. But if you give us a dollar every time you come in, I mean, what's famous with this one is in softball complexes, you walk in, you have to give, or you give them a dollar for the capital improvement fee, and they give you a token for a dollar at the concession stand that's good for soft drinks only or bottled water. So you're trading them, you know, their dollars, yeah, and they're getting back something back that's worth a dollar a rack rate, but you certainly pay, you know, 25 cents for a bottle of water when you buy it. So,
okay. Development surcharge fee, no. Four.
Dog park fees. You got a dog park? That was going to be good, huh?
Yeah, we have a dog park and we do not charge fees.
All right. And that's pretty simple. You guys rent anything out as equipment wise?
No.
We do.
We that's a different sum, different month, different pot of money. You can't do
it.
Okay, we go.
All
right. Wait, time out. We don't rent out tennis rackets or volleyballs or anything like that. No, we don't rent out equipment here.
Okay, so
four.
What's the first strategies?
Elaborate.
It could be, you know, if you've got, you want to put two siblings in a program, your second kid's at 50%. A 10 punch pass system to come into the pool where
yes, we do use some of those strategies.
Okay. A one, franchise fee on cable.
No.
Okay. No, is it four?
No is in four, lighting fees, four, parking fees, 4% for art legislation, whatever that is, the four. Processing convenience fee, we do not,
and we can't.
Yes, we have?
No, we can't.
We can't.
We get a government rate and we cannot charge.
Okay, four.
Okay.
Recreation service fee. Four. What's recreation service fee?
Elaborate.
It's either three or four.
What do you mean by that, sir?
By the service fee?
Recreation.
So that's an additional charge above and beyond usually what we call the user fee for a program, but it's almost like you're charging a dedicated user fee for having your whole system in place. So it's something that says, you know, if you're gonna use our facilities, we need you to pay this user fee. They call it a patron card.
No.
Okay. Four.
And same with the surcharge fee. No.
Okay.
Residency card. No. Four.
Okay.
Four.
For the next one, hotel overrides for tournaments.
No hotels.
No hotels.
Okay, that's what I figured.
We already do deal with some security and cleanup fees, so that's a one.
Okay.
Self-insurance surcharge? Mac? Self-insurance surcharge?
No.
Okay. Science fees? No.
trophies, putting up.
Have a trail. And what's the utility? No.
You do not do it.
Utility rental program, no?
No, four.
Okay. Any opportunities for cell towers or Wi-Fi?
I think the church got all those.
The church got them all, yeah. Need his turn.
All right, so a four.
Four.
Concession management.
Four. Do we have any?
Well, we've thought about, at some of the events, doing our own concession stand. It hasn't been successful for us.
Okay, put it down to three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three for merchandising, sales, or services. We do sell a few T-shirts and license plate frames.
Yeah, it probably brings in $50 a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably
costs. No, we already got them all in stock.
Private concessionaire.
We do that. Well,
not for us.
Oh, not, that's true.
Not for us.
We don't make any money on that. So that's a four. Well, hold on a second.
I was thinking through, like, the Chamber or the Lions Club, but you're actually right.
They do it, we just
get a flat rate from them. Yeah, or whatever
they are. They're not our concessions.
Right, gotcha. Okay, moving on to page six.
They're all page six.
Oh, page six, subsection three. Or four.
Okay. Agricultural leases.
The second page.
Four.
Oh, actually, it's
four.
Yeah.
Four. Lease space. Do you ever have any
no.
kind of special events where you sell booth space?
No.
Let's Earth Day. We had sponsorship by our contributors like Veolia and some of the other people. Well, it's just a matter of whether we do it or not. I'm not really getting too hung up on the amount, huh?
We've done it, so if we ever hold our own.
I would say three.
Or from Brisbane, okay. And you know where a lot of that's popular is if you have, let's just say, craft fairs, where these folks are used to going all over the state or whatever on weekends, kind of like flea markets where they peddle their goods, and they're used to pitching a tent with tables, and what you do is organizing and sell them by the booth space, so that's where your revenue comes from, and then your community comes in on a Saturday morning and gets to see all the different crafts. Some of them are art shows, I mean, all that stuff.
Something to think about. Put it down as a three.
Okay, down to three. Further improvements or service?
No. Four. We don't have facilities to cater. Film rights?
Film rights?
We haven't had much call from Hollywood.
Okay. Land swaps?
No.
Need land to swap?
Okay. Loose back on rec facilities on guest road?
Correct.
Four, okay. Licensing rights?
Four.
Manufacturing for testing of display?
Four.
Kind of like the film rights. Private developers?
We're done with that.
Pretty developed. Okay. Recycling centers.
Four.
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 Rental houses. Four.
Four.
Rental lights.
Four.
Rental lights.
Four.
Special use permit.
Don't have the. We're four. We can't do that.
Okay. Suburban leases.
Four.
Four.
Easements, okay. Surplus sale of equipment by auction.
It's all gone. Four.
Okay.
We did that.
Alright. Enterprise funds. I don't know that you've got anything that would fall into that category. That uses golf courses.
No.
Four.
Environmental land trust. This
four.
Is kind of what we were talking about. If somebody wanted to do that. Present cash flow, doesn't sound like what that is if you were to bring in more than what you spend, that you could roll it over.
We're negative right now.
We would love to consider right. that.
I'll put that as a one. I would possibly consider it, if it would ever happen. Okay, cost avoidance. Yeah, that's what we do at the end of the month when we pay the bills.
Right. So
that's a four.
Surprisingly, some departments have not considered that. State park funding would be four.
That is correct.
All right.
If W has a grant, we'll use it in parts, and it's over.
Okay.
Now, the next section is pretty much talking about turning facilities into green facilities, or old Goodman that way. So it's the cost saving measures of changing your maintenance standards. And I'm going to guess a lot of these, unless you're going to put solar up or catch your rainwater or turn your rec center into a LEED facility, which I'm going to say is not going to be an option.
No, because our ROI on that would be forever.
Yes.
Hey, can you pull the receiver back away from your mouth just a little bit? Because we're getting a little bit of
feedback
or a mum, can't hear what you're saying.
Okay.
There you go. That's much better.
All right. As what I said, I'm only guess most of these are four. From the cost savings measure and the green practices, but I'm going to go through and throw out some ideas that might not be approved.
Okay.
Or unless you've got any other parts that are not approved, let me know. Do you have any contracts that you can renegotiate with anybody?
No.
Okay. Cost avoidance, I'm going to mark that down because I know you guys do that. But as far as the energy use and gray water, solar, all that stuff, do you recycle your trash?
Somewhat, but not enough.
It's just part of the trash.
All right. Here.
There's no money involved.
Is that something that you want to do?
I don't think we generate enough that it would be cost effective. Okay. That's something that the trash company does. We have separate bins, and they get to reap the benefits.
Okay. So, am I going paperless?
We have to retain.
Say what?
I mean, we have records retention and things like that. We need to save.
Yeah, we have certain. You know, there's certain things we have to maintain by law for certain periods of time, but we have actually done a lot within the district to reduce our paper usage district-wide, and of course, since this falls under the responsibility of the district, it reaps that same benefit.
All right, I'll put that down the line, man. We're doing
the common sense stuff, is we have to replace lights and light standards and that type of thing. Of course, we're going to go to low energy and do what we can to try to conserve.
Okay, I've got those locked down.
And we bought an electric cart.
Took available grants. I don't. You might have some available, but I don't know. Your building is not the typical size or type of center you usually see. Okay, anything else on it from that list down that you guys had as anything but a four?
No.
I put just so you know, I put cost avoidance as a one. Update to energy official ballast motors appliances, that's kind of a replacement of the, like you talked about, the bulbs as a one, and going paperless as a one. And the rest of those.
The only thing I would see on that page that would be a one would be the very last one: seek available grant funding and initiative award.
Okay.
We're seeking grant funding, not getting anywhere.
Okay, that's something you're doing right now.
Yes, we discussed that.
Okay. Good. Okay. Any other comments or discussion or questions?
How do you think we're doing?
Well, you know, like I said, most municipalities, the vast majority of these are a four. I'm going to be honest with you, you're handicapped going the way, obviously, a typical Parks and Rec department can fund themselves and have the taxing authority to do some things. But I've been out there, and your trade-off is you got a beautiful living arrangement. So I think if these ways can help The more education for the folks that realize how much they're paying for stuff that might even go away if you can't maintain your facilities or your paying structures or what have you. And I will say that from the best thing that you can do, in my opinion, is the cost recovery program that will demonstrate and help educate your public just how much they are paying for services, because they typically think they're paying 100% of what it costs. And what we do is we try to balance the benefit of each individual in programs or usage of your facilities to is it more of an individual benefit or a community-wide benefit. And the community-wide benefit, which usually, you know, parks and mowing and playgrounds and things that people can go to on their own, that's where they would rather spend their the dollars that you guys accumulate, however you do. And then the other side of that is the programs that people come to, whether it's fitness or, you know, whatever. There's more of an individual benefit where the individual typically should pay for what it costs to put that program on. And that cost recovery will help you identify what we would call direct costs to each of those programs across the board. And again, invite the public in to say, you know, this now might go up $3, but that means you're paying for the cost of that, and nobody else sitting at home is paying for you to walk on a treadmill or to swim. And that at least will, and that right now when I see 340,000 or 370, whatever I wrote down here, 375,000, you're recuperating 110. If you can recuperate another, you know, $50,000 by just doing that, that's a plus. That's 50,000 now that you don't have to spend on what we call the direct cost that you can now put into some facilities and upgrades and things that you don't have money to do. So I don't know, and the vast majority of park and rec departments, even with large county systems and municipalities, do not recuperate 100% of their operating budget. You know, they're anywhere from, I think the national average is 30%. So if you look at that, you're in that ball game. The difference is with the volume that you do, likewise, a 5% improvement can mean more in Discovery Bay than it will in the large county. So that's kind of my 2 cents worth on what I think you can do. And again, you might have to be creative, but the one thing we do know is if people want programs where they don't have to drive so far to get them, they're usually willing to pay for them.
Copy that. Okay, any other questions or observations or requests of Green Play for us, from us?
When does he feel to get information back to me?
When do you think you'll be able to get something back to Mac for him to be able to present back to the board?
I'm going to say probably a couple of weeks, if that works for you.
Okay. That's fine, yeah.
Just want to know when.
That's good. That's great.
And I will send it in a draft format. So again, it's gonna take a lot of this out just as deletion, because they're off the table. And then I'll package it in the first tier, first, second tier, and third. So it's not gonna be near the large document it is now. But also, what I want you guys to look at is terminology and some editing on what really caters it to what your situation is that I might not know. So that in the end, you don't have a document that sounds like somebody put it, you know, together back in North Kansas, like I'm doing.
We have expert staff that will be able to do that.
Great. And then ship it back and we'll fix it up in the final and go from there. So.
Okay.
Appreciate you guys' time.
Thank you for working into your evening hours, apparently.
Not a problem.
Okay.
It's around the clock for me, so that's the life of recreation, right?
Amen.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Okay. We done?
Yeah. We're off here, but we're on air here.
Sure. So, any final comments anybody wants to make?
No, I think it's a worthwhile exercise because it makes you go back and look at the things that we are doing. And what I heard was there are some ideas that we might be able to get a little bit more. May not be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but every little bit helps.
There may be some ways to be a little bit more creative and aggressive in some of the ones that seem to work. And I appreciate your guys' time. With no further comment, the meeting is adjourned.